Good morning, and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, Managing Partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at www.businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is Susan Grant, Chief Financial Officer of the Department of Energy. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
And joining us in our conversation, also from IBM, is Angela Carrington. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, Al. Good morning, Susan.
Susan, can you tell us about the mission and history of the Department of Energy?
Oh, I'd be delighted to. DOE actually has a very rich history, tracing its roots back to a 1939 letter by Albert Einstein when he wrote to President Roosevelt about nuclear chain reactions. From there, the Manhattan Project was born, and the Atomic Energy Commission was created. Some 30 years later, Department of Energy actually became a cabinet-level department in 1977 when President Carter merged the Energy Research and Development Administration, which was then the Atomic Energy Commission, and the Federal Energy Administration to become DOE as we know it today. We actually today have a threefold mission. One is advancing the national economic and energy security of the U.S., and secondly is promoting scientific and technological innovation in support of that security, and third is ensuring the environmental cleanup of the national nuclear weapons complex.
Interesting. Can you tell us about the mission of the Office of Management, Budget, and Evaluation within the Department of Energy?
Yes, that being my organization, I'm extremely familiar with that. But I want to talk about that from two standpoints. One is a single unit, and then another to talk about a recent change we've had on an organizational alignment. OMBE, as we call it, Office of Management, Budget, and Evaluation, is the central support service arm of the department. It's our shared service provider for DOE. It's everything from people to facilities to acquisition to administrative support to dollars. Services that are common to all DOE organizations and elements, so they go across the board. A recent change just announced by the Deputy Secretary in early August, in order to increase the accountability and focus the alignment of special services, we realigned this organization into three discrete elements. Secretary Bodman and Deputy Secretary Sale wanted the increased accountability of direct executives with distinct and dedicated mission responsibilities. So today, we now have three separate organizations. One, we have a standalone human capital organization, and that's dedicated and shows our commitment to the President's management agenda and wanting strengthening our human capital side. So we have a human capital organization. Secondly, we have an Office of Management that's looking at our acquisition and procurement of programs and assets. And then thirdly, we have my office, which is the Office of the Chief Financial Officer, and we have dedicated responsibility for all of the financial management, the fiscal health of the organization, if you will.
That's certainly a broad mission. Can you tell us a little bit about the size, budget, and employee skill set at DOE, and then specifically at the Office of Management, Budget, and Evaluation?
Yes. DOE, actually, in the big DOE, $24 billion is our overall budget for DOE. So reasonably large from government standards, I think, especially when I compare it to what I used to do, which was a little under $2 billion. So a little bit of a jump there in numbers. So $24 billion total at DOE. Our workforce population at DOE is about 15,000 federal folks and about 100,000 contractors. And the immediate Office of Management and Budget and Chief Financial Officer, our annual budget is about $110 million, and we have about 600 people. So about $70 million of our budget dollars are on salaries, which says that we're a very labor-intensive organization, I think is what you would expect when you're into what I call bucks, bodies, and buildings. We have a highly skilled workforce in OMBE. Our average grade is mid-level, about a GS-13, which shows that technically we're extremely proficient. At the same time, when you compare us to the rest of DOE, we have an average age of about 49, so I can say I'm above average in that standpoint. Not something I'm extremely proud of, but I am above average there. And we have an average years in service of 22 years. So the good news news is that we have a lot of service, a lot of knowledgeable workers, but the bad news is that we're nearing that retirement age. So you can see our succession planning is very critical.
Susan, can you talk about your role and responsibilities as Chief Financial Officer at DOE?
I think the best way I could describe what the way I view myself is as a strategic partner to the senior leadership team, an advisor to our program managers and to the secretary. I like to look at my job this way. Accountants view life a year behind. Budgeteers look at life a year ahead. Program managers live life day to day. My job as a CFO is to deliver meaningful financial information that makes this time warp transparent. So I want to move beyond accountants to budgeteers to our program managers who have to live with this information and give them decision-making information. So when you look at our $24 billion budget, and if you were looking at our balance sheet, we have about $120 billion in assets and about $240 billion in liabilities. Our largest single liability is $182 billion in environmental liabilities, which is a huge thing when you look at from the standpoint of the single largest liability. But it also reflects a great mission area of ours, which is our nuclear material cleanup efforts. We have cleanup areas ongoing at over 2 million acres in over 31 states. So my job as the CFO is to make sure that we're on track, spending those resources wisely and doing what we need for the taxpayers.
Interesting. You were appointed as CFO at DOE in December of 2004. Can you sort of talk about life before DOE as CFO?
Yes, the immediate life. I was actually nominated by the president in October 2003. So a little over a year later was confirmed. So I learned a lot about the political process during that, for one thing, and especially coming from a career Fed side of the house. My immediate time before coming to DOE was with Defense Department. And I was the chief financial officer and the director of corporate resources at the Defense Finance and Accounting Service. And over there, I did basically the same job I had now at a much smaller scale. I had the human resources, I had the EEO, I had the administration, I had procurement, I had budget, finance and accounting. So those same kind of things, just on a different scale. And prior to that, with 30 years in government service, it's all defense related. So I sort of made this jump from federal career standpoint to joining the administration on the political side and moving from a small agency to a very large agency from my viewpoint.
Susan, I don't want to dwell on your overachievement on the average age at DOE, but you certainly have had 30 years of experience as a career civil servant. How do you apply the past experiences to your current role?
I think first it's communications. If you look at what you do, most of it is how you communicate with people. And if I've learned anything in the 30 years is that it all has to start with a clear message. And most of the times when you look around what we're doing, it's all about the business of government. And if you go into it thinking and believing that we all have a common goal in mind and we're all focused on the same thing, and strong public service has always been something that I have had a passion for. And I'm very proud of that standpoint, that the communications associated with that and trying to keep things simple, focused, and meaningful. I grew up on a farm in Georgia, and my test is if I can explain it to my 85-year-old father who still lives on that farm in Georgia. So I try to keep everything back to that. So my 30 years has been focused on we're a public servant, and can we explain it to those people who are the basic breadwinners and the foundation of this country.
Does your father still provide you advice in these areas?
Absolutely, all the time. For some reason, he keeps thinking that I'm a lot more important than I am and that I have a lot more influence than I am, because he'll call me up and say, now, why is the president doing this? Like I'm supposed to know.
Well, I'm sure he probably knows a lot more about government than he ever thought he'd know.
Yes.
That's great. You described a little bit about the experiences you had in the past, and certainly communications as a key learning. You were also CFO of the Defense Finance and Accounting Services, also known as DFAS, before coming to energy. Can you give us a comparison of holding the CFO position in two different government agencies?
Yes. probably typical, I'd say as much as it's the same, it's different, or as much as it's different, it's the same. I had $1.5 billion budget at DFAS, $24 billion here. So when you look at that, yes, the numbers are larger here. When you look at the technical side, the technical programs were different. We paid 5.2 million people at DFAS. You know, all the retirees, all of the soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, all the civilians. So we paid a lot of people. We did a lot of transactions. We dispersed over $1 billion a day at DFAS. So high volume, high transaction oriented. So from that standpoint, a move to DOE, the technical programs are different, obviously. We talk wind and solar, which I knew nothing about. We talk neutron physics, which again, you know, after 30 years in defense, I knew about tanks and airplanes and carriers, didn't know a lot about neutrons. So learning the technical side of that has been a challenge for me. But then when you strip all of that away, the basic fundamentals are it's the same financial management business. The numbers may be a larger, but it's the same. Do we know what it costs us to do our business? And are we managing the taxpayer resources responsibly? Whether you're spending $100, $1 billion, or $24 billion, do we know what it costs us to do our business? Are we spending it wisely? And are we getting the results we're looking for? So that's where I say it's about communications. It's about moving beyond the numbers and going back to the basic business principles.
How is DOE faring with the president's management agenda? We will ask Energy CFO Susan Grant to share this with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.